Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
Today, on the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio, the Frankfurt Alberta Medallion Hunt is about to start.
We do get new people, but we also get lots of the same families that come like year after year and look forward every year.
What is that, you ask, the Frankfurt Alberta Medallion Hunt? I mean, the title's kind of self-explanatory, but we're going to tell you a lot more coming up when we check in with the organizer and a medallion hunt enthusiast. First, though, a look at some Up North news. There are a lot of studies on how toxic PFAS chemicals affect individual species in the Great Lakes. Now, researchers at the University of Notre Dame have combined some of those studies for the most complete look yet at how so-called forever chemicals touch the entire food web. Let's hear this from IPR Climate Solutions reporter Vivian Law.
Researchers analyzed more than 2,500 samples of algae, fish, birds, and other organisms across about 40 years of studies. They found that predators have the highest concentration of PFAS in the food web, fish and bird eggs are more contaminated than other tissue types, and the phase-out of chemicals does bring down concentration over time. University of Notre Dame professor Gary Lamberti is a co-author on the paper.
The food web itself is a vehicle for transferring these chemicals from one organism to another. So it's a more holistic view than we've known before.
Researchers also found that the upper Great Lakes have a smaller concentration of PFAS than the lower lakes, most likely because there's less industry and people. Lamberti says the study focused only on the six most monitored PFAS chemicals. There are more than 15,000 types. For IPR News, I'm Vivian Law.
There will be no 4th of July fireworks in Beulah this year. The Crystal Lake Community Business Association wrote on Facebook yesterday that the display is canceled because the vendor has retired. Other events will continue in Beulah, and there are a number of other fireworks displays set for this weekend across the region. In Leelanau County, you can catch the fireworks over Leland on Friday night and in Northport on Saturday night. Traverse City has a fireworks display set for 10:30 Saturday. Petoskey and Harbor Springs also having fireworks Saturday at dusk. And in Manistee County, there's a big display over Lake Michigan at First Street Beach, again, at dusk. There are a lot of traditions this time of year, parades, fireworks. And in Frankfurt and Alberta, they have a medallion hunt. Brenna Nugent is the executive director of the Frankfurt Alberta Area Chamber of Commerce, which runs the annual scavenger hunt.
I grew up in Frankfurt, and my family did it a lot during the summers, but I didn't realize how popular it was until last summer.
Which was the first summer that she was in charge of it. The medallion hunt has been going on for decades, with increasingly specific clues given out between now and July 4th. And in order to participate, you have to show up in person at the chamber's office, 1311 Forest Avenue in Frankfurt, in case you were wondering. This is quite simply not an online game.
I was putting together the clues, and if you look on our Facebook page, you'll see they're in these, like, old, like, taped packets, and I'm like, I've got to keep these the same because they've probably been using these for a lot of years. But yeah, it's just like printed paper. We're not going to post anything electric. You have to come electronically. You have to come in. You have to physically grab it. So it's just fun.
The first clue comes out at 10 o'clock this morning. One of the people who's very, very excited about this event and participates year after year is our own Alex Harriman, who is Director of Operations and Engagement here at IPR and is on the phone with us now live. Hey, Alex.
Good morning, Ed.
Let's just get right down to business here. How do you prepare for this? Like, do you have a strategy for medallion hunting?
Absolutely. The clue drops at 10 a.m. So I started the morning out in my barn preparing my scavenger hunting kit. Standard issue tackle box here, and inside I've got a flashlight, pocket knife, multi-tool, ropes, and bungees. And I think that indicates that the key strategy is to imagine that you're Indiana Jones or Harriet the Spy, and that I might need to cross a rickety suspension bridge or fight off crocodiles in the Frankfurt open space.
This sounds like a technical rescue, not like a medallion hunt.
It is all about the imagination. It is what you bring to the hunt.
Okay. Has this kit, which we can hear you banging around in the background there, has it ever led you to victory? Have you ever found the medallion?
I have not. I came very close 2 years ago with my buddies, Brooks and Evelyn, who were 9 and 11 at the time. The clue led us to where the sidewalk ends with a Shel Silverstein signature printed on the clue paper. And we got to the end of Miami Street, and Brooke sat down right there and pointed at the ground, right exactly, with broken sidewalk and lots of, like, metal signage and debris. And he's like, well, right here, of course. And we were like, no, that's so dangerous. Like, look at all that. And sure enough, we discouraged him. And then 48 hours later, somebody found it exactly there.
Ugh, agony. Agony. You were so close.
So close.
This is an era when we do so much online, you know, and there's all these conversations about how isolated we are from each other. And it strikes me that because you have to be in person for this one, you have to show up to get the clue, you're searching around the community. It just seems like it really builds community. Has that been your experience over the years?
Yes. And the thing about the clues being on paper and picked up in person, it's this tangible thing. I've handed my clues to other people, like taken a picture and been like, oh no, you guys take the paper. Or the paper clue up in my on my dashboard or in my glove compartment, and I find it, you know, in December when I really need a July medallion hunt. And it's always this fond memory of, oh yeah, we did that.
Any particular change up in your strategy for this year? Like, what's your plan today?
My plan is to pick up the clue at 10, then pick up my fellow medallion hunters. This is Brooks and Evelyn, and I have become a team. And we're going to hit the beach. It's been on the beach for a couple of rounds, so I think probably that's where we're going to start. But it has not been in Alberta for many years, so there's a good chance, I think, that it might be on the Alberta side this year.
All right. We're not gonna press you any further so you don't give away any of your successful tips to other people. Alex Harriman, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. She's about to participate in the Frankfort Alberta Medallion Hunt. It runs now through Saturday, or until someone finds the medal. Clues are released each morning, starting this morning at the Frankfort, Alberta Chamber of Commerce office in Frankfort. Before we go, this is the Out Ensemble from Ann Arbor playing their own arrangement of Pink Pony Club. That's right. Tonight at 5:30, they play this, maybe this, but lots of other stuff at the Little Fleet in Traverse City. It's part of IPR's Classical Happy Hour series, which kicks off tonight. Brave the heat, drop by, meet us, hang out, listen to some great music, 5:30 at the Little Fleet. Keep on dancing. Hang in there in this hot weather, and thanks for listening. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Editing by Steve Junker. I'm Ed Ronco. Music is by Blue Dot Sessions, although right now, music is by the Out Ensemble. We're glad you're here. Thanks.